USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travelers are hitting the roads and skies for the 4th of July holiday weekend. This woman at Tampa International Airport on Wednesday was happy to get ahead of most of the crowds.
My younger children drove me in, and so we had a really easy trip here. Not a lot of traffic, which was surprising. We also left plenty of time to get here, so it was pretty smooth.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, is weighing in on the Nike American flag controversy.
So if we're in a political environment where the American flag has become controversial to Americans, I think we've got a problem.
McConnell is urging Nike to reverse their decision to cancel production of a shoe featuring the Betsy Ross flag. And on this holiday-shortened trading day, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all are closing at record highs. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A champion who was also a victim at the 9/11 response to Ground Zero is remembered at his funeral. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Former NYPD Detective Luis Alvarez died days ago of cancer that stemmed from his work at Ground Zero on 9/11. At his funeral, Police Commissioner James O'Neill praised him for his service to the country and for pleading to Congress to set aside more money for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
We can thank God it was Lou Alvarez who stepped forward to make that demand on behalf of every citizen and resident of our country.
Just 2 weeks ago, Alvarez was on Capitol Hill before a House committee. He passed away at just 53 years of age.
Users of Facebook and Instagram are still reporting outages worldwide. According to DownDetector.com, which monitors site outages, the issues began on Wednesday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
On Tuesday, a total solar eclipse took place in South America. Now, it wasn't visible to us here stateside, although if you went to NASA's website, you could have streamed the event. Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and professor of physics at the City College in New York, tells Fox News why this was a big deal.
We are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the solar eclipse of 1919. That was incredibly important because that sealed the reputation of an obscure scientist by the name of Albert Einstein. That solar eclipse showed beyond a shadow of a doubt that light bends when it goes around the sun during an eclipse. And at that point, that was the instant that we physicists said, aha, relativity is correct, Einstein is a genius, and that was 100 years ago during a solar eclipse.
Dr. Kaku continues.
Newton says that apples and oranges bend when you throw them in a gravitational field. But a flashlight we thought goes in a straight line in a gravitational field. Light from distant stars bend as they go around the sun, which you can see during a solar eclipse. And bingo, that sealed the fate of relativity and our conception of the universe.
And finally, please remember, if you are traveling over the 4th of July holiday weekend, please remember, download the iHeartRadio app. Search for USA Radio News. You can take us with you. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.